An incredible chapter on what is befitting for leadership and what is unbefitting. Behold, for a king will reign with righteousness, and it will be said of the princes that they govern with justice. A king who reigns in righteousness will be a man who is like a hiding place from the wind and a shelter from the torrent, from the rain torrent. People feel safe in the sphere of leadership. He's like a stream in an arid place, like a shadow of a heavy rock in a parched land. Reliable, safe. And then people are able to perceive truth. The eyes of those who see will not be diverted from perceiving matters properly, and the ears of those who fear will listen to the words of Hashem. That's how powerful leadership is. Even the heart of the impulsive, of the restless, will discern. They'll have the ability to study in order to know the truth, and the tongue of the articulate will be swift to speak clearly. The person who's ungenerous will no longer be ungenerous. And the miser will not be said basically what he's saying is that people won't be fooled. If someone's ungenerous, then they'll be considered ungenerous. And the miser will not be considered magmonious and amazing. For ultimately, the knave will speak words of knavery, and his heart will do evil to engage in flattery and to speak negatively about Hashem, to empty the souls of the hungry and to take the drinks of the thirsty. A knave, which is K-N-A-V-E, is basically taking the property of the poor without considerations of integrity. The miser, his instruments and activities are evil. He devises plots to harm the poor with false statements and to inflict the indigent when the indigent speaks justly. But in contrast, the truly generous counsels generously in acts of kindness, and on generosity he will stand. So basically, in this ideal state of affairs, you know who's good and you know who's bad. From the description of the ideal state of affairs, now Yeshaya turns to the present, unstable reality. He says, "Stand, complacent woman, and hear my voice. Trusting daughters, listen to what I say. The world is calm at present, but there will come a time that the security will be undermined. Days upon years, trusting woman will tremble and shake as the grape harvest has perished. The harvest of fruit will not come to your homes. Tremble, complacent woman. Nashim shananot. Shudder, trusting woman, as hard times are coming. Disrobe and bury yourself and place a belt upon your waist as a sign of mourning. The woman should beat on their breast, as was the custom at the time, over the destruction of the pleasant fields, over the fruitful vine, which is no longer, over the land of my people where thorn bushes will rise, also over the houses of amusement, the former houses of joy, of the joyful city. For the palace is forsaken, the city's multitudes have deserted. The citadel, the stronghold, and watchtower have become caves forever, a playground of wild animals, a pasture of flocks. Ultimately, things will get better. Ad ye'ara aleinu ruach mimarim, until a spirit will be poured upon us from on high to fix all that's damaged, and the wilderness will become fertile land, a place of pasture and planting, and fertile land will be counted as forest, as many thick trees will sprout there. Then justice will dwell even in the wilderness, with righteousness will abide in the farmland." Basically, things will go back to good. "The act of righteousness will be performed in a state of peace and serenity, and the effect of the righteousness will be quiet and security forever. V'haya maseh hatzdaka shalom, v'avot hatzdaka hashket v'avetach ad olam. And then my people will abide in a peaceful abode, in a secure dwelling and tranquil resting place. When hail will fall on the forest and into the plain, the city will be lowered. The hail and rain will be so hard, they will wash away the earth until the ground is lowered. But even then, happy are you who sit securely and lead your lives in peace, as you will continue to sow upon all types of water, despite the dangers. You are those who sent forth foot of the ox and the donkey to plow and work the land. You'll be okay. Do not worry." So basically, back and forth, it's great, but it's going to be challenging, but it's going to be great again. And obviously how beautiful it is when the leadership works.